After reading a story in yesterday's Northern Star about the success of the Lismore Rainforest Botanic Gardens, located metres away from Lismore's Morella Road waste facility, I was reminded of my views on recycling. I was reminded because of a comment in the article from Miss Orford. In relation to not being sure the gardens would grow at first, she was quoted as saying, "We're surprised anything thrived where the useful plants garden is, because you could tell something had been dumped there." A link to this story will be provided on the Big Rob's website. Recycling certainly makes people feel good about themselves, and is a huge reason why it is so popular. I do not dispute the personal benefits, however, I have some issue when looking at the economic and environmental benefits. What started with recycling cans, which is a more profitable process than mining the materials needed to create the cans, has now expanded into recycling so much more. A good example is plastic. It is very clear that better quality and less expensive items can be made from scratch, as opposed to using recycled plastic, but we still recycle. When considering paper, a lot of environmentalists get very vocal about saving the trees. There are considerably more trees today than there were 100 years ago. This is due to the increasing awareness directly attributed to the strong work of environmentalists. However, pushing the recycling angle is pushing an unnecessary manufacturing process that creates considerable pollution. Trees are a renewable resource, and most of the pulp used to make paper these days is sourced from tree farms. With the reducing reliance on paper as a result of digital technology, it makes a person question whether paper recycling is still even necessary at all. Recycling costs considerably more than throwing rubbish into landfill. Landfill is a topic that always results in heated debate amongst environmentalists. Like anything, landfill has many advantages and disadvantages. Some advantages of a well-managed landfill facility include a single monitored location for disposal. When complete, land can be reclaimed to be used for parks or farming land. Recyclable material can be removed. Organic material can be removed and used elsewhere. Methane gas can be captured. Some disadvantages of a poorly managed landfill facility include pollution around surrounding area, pollution of water, air and soil, dangerous chemicals may leach out, animals may be attracted, may cause sickness, illness and disease. A modern landfill site includes environmental protections and recycling processes that render individual recycling all but obsolete. The many plastic bins needed, the heavy trucks, and the fossil fuel intensive manufacturing processes to continue recycling the way we do is not sustainable. Excluding all the swearing and silliness, a show that summarises my view fairly well is one done as part of the Penn & Teller bullshit series called Recycling. A link to this film on YouTube will also be provided on the Big Rob's website. I do not support recycling as we do it today. I believe the way we recycle creates considerably more pollution and uses more fossil fuels than the initial processes used to create those items we are recycling in the first place. I believe alternative items should be identified for use that will not require recycling. I'm still going on Facebook. Follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au to post your comments. This is 92.9 River FM, and I'm Big Rob.